Bottom of Daf, Beis Amid Bet, We're up to the compartment where Rabbi Akiva said, one of the rules of Rabbi Akiva said, that Adam Zomlin, those situations where people try to bear false witness, they do not pay Mishama Piknas, they do not pay a fine. So the Gemara says as follows, my timer, Rabbi Akiva says, this is again, three lines in the bottom of Daf, Beis Amid Beis, that's the first Daf we have, and then we're going to do Daf Gemomad Aleph. My time with Rabbi Akiva, what's the rationale for Rabbi Akiva? Chasavar, he believes, Knasahu, it is a fine. It is a fine. The Knas, a Mishama Pi Atzmo, a person only pays a fine when they are caught in the act. If I volunteer that I did something that's really responsible for a fine, then I do not have to pay. Okay, that's an overarching principle. Or, as we'd say, that is a general principle, general rule. You do not pay for something that's a fine if you volunteer that you have done it. Says the Gemara, well, how do I know? I'm a Rabba Teda. How do I know that it's a knas? How do I know this concept of Eden Zomim is considered like a fine? Says the Gemara, it's obvious. Sharei lo asu masa u'mishalmin. The whole essence of Eden Zomim is that the two of us, I and my partner, wanted to say a lie. Let us to say, Rav Jacob Ezra said, you've been my partner in crime today. We are saying a lie about Nathaniel. We are saying that he owes Rav Ari Smith $100. But it's not true. You don't owe the money. You didn't steal the money. So we lie. And then we get caught in the act because it's found out that the time that we said it happened, we couldn't have known because we were in China at the time. There's no way we could have seen it. So at the end of the day, we have to pay a fine. We have to pay that amount that we wanted to make Nathaniel lose. But we didn't do anything. At the end of the day, nothing happened. And yet we're paying. So clearly the whole concept of an Eid Zomim having to pay is by definition a knas, is a fine. Rav Nachman, a little more of Dovman, your question. Teda, Shrei Mammon B'yad Bailim U'Mishalman. Moreover, the money is still in Nathaniel's pocket. Nothing went out of his pocket because we were not successful, and yet we're paying money. It's one thing if we made someone lose money, if we were successful and the commish lost his money and we have to pay him back, then you could say he lost money due to our actions, but nothing happened. So the Gemara makes the observation, we turn to Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, that the truth is, those two statements of the two Mandi Amrim are essentially the same statement, right? Both were saying we didn't do anything, and Nathaniel still has the money. So the Gemara says, "My niu delo asa maisa hainu deraba." So the Gemara makes the observation on the top of Gimel Amud Aleph. Isn't that really the same idea? We didn't really say anything different. So the Gemara says, you're right, aim of a chain. You have to say and, because it's really two people making essentially the same statement. It is a fine. Why is it a fine by definition? Because nothing happened in the end. Nathaniel didn't lose anything, and yet Jacob and I, my partner in crime, only theoretically, because Jacob is too much of a tzaddik for that ever to happen, would have done that. Dov, you still have a question? No. Okay. So the Gemara says, second line on, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Nachman Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Eid Zomim is Shalom Fichelko, and Eid Zomim can pay his own portion. Normally, an Eid Zomim is a tandem, Jacob and I together. Says the Gemara, I can pay my own even if Jacob doesn't have to pay. To the Gemara, it says, my Mishalim Fichelko. What does that mean? What does that mean, I pay my own portion? If you want to say that we're both paying half, for example, in the case you said just a moment ago, if our lie was going to cost Nathaniel $100, so now we have to pay $100. Do I pay $100 and Jacob pays $100? No. Together, we wanted to make him lose 100. So each one of us will pay 50, as the Gemara says. Tanina, we already learned that. Mishal shlum to mamam, a mishal shlum to malko. The Eidim Zomim can divide up the money they have to pay. What they can't divide up is the malko. If instead of our lie, let's say we were telling a lie about Menachem Edelstein, and the lie was going to make him get malko, then we don't say, let's say, Menachem, you're a strong guy today, right? How many malko could you take? 36. So should Jacob and I both get 18? So there the halacha is, no. You don't get off too easy. You wanted to make Menachem get 36. If I'm only getting 18 and you're getting an 18, we're really getting off easy. So the makos, you don't divide up that way, but money, you do. So we know that. So what's going on here? So the Gemara says, six lines down, El kagon di tazim chad mi nayu, di mishalim paga di day. So the Gemara says, what happened was, Jacob and I told this story about Nathaniel. It was a lie, but only I was shown to be the Eid Zomim. So maybe I only pay my half. So the Gemara says, did it really work that way? So the Gemara asks, Umi Mishalim? If that happened, if both of us made a claim, okay, both of us said that we saw Nathaniel Sokolov stealing from Ari Smith's locker at Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock. That was the claim that the two of us said. And then along comes Reb Jesse Rosenblum and Reb Dov Ratner, and they say, Rabbi Blau, at 1 o'clock, you could not have seen Nathaniel stealing from the locker. Because at 1 o'clock, you were with us in Cantina. No way you could have seen that. But they only say that about me, not about Jacob. So the Gemara says, would I pay half on Tanya? Is it not true that an Eid Zomim cannot pay unless both of us are found to be liars? So I can't pay on my own. So how am I paying on my own, Rabari? So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, but Omar Eidu Sheker Ha'aditi. So the point is, no, it's not that we were, that anyone caught. Jacob and I testified, and afterwards, right after I finish testifying, I go back to the Beis Din and I say, you know, I have to tell the truth. It's a Seres Yimei Tshuva. I just lied. A little weird, but okay. I have to admit, I just lied. So the Gemara says, Kol Kamine, that going to work? Kivin Shehigid, Shuv Einechozu Mag. The Gemara says, you're not believed to say that you lie. Because the rule is, once an aide finishes their testimony, the deal is sealed. We don't believe them. So I can't even come back and say that I lied. So what's going on here? How are we going to have a case where only I'm paying for an aid zomim and not my partner Jacob? So the Gemara says, clever. Doesn't work like that, but it's sort of like that. So the Gemara says as follows. Ella ba'amar he'adnu v'uzamnu b'bezin ploni. So the Gemara says, you know what happened? What happened is, I walk into court one day, and I testify, and I say that Jacob and I did lie, were found guilty in a separate court. It was already established. So the Gemara says, does that work? Come on, the Lokri B'Akiva, that will work. I am admitting that I lied, right? I'm admitting I was found guilty. But if this is a knas, if this is a fine, what did B'Akiva tell me? Ein mishalem al piatzma, you do not pay when it's from you. And only way we know that I was guilty is because of me. So the Gemara said, the Lokri B'Akiva, ha'amar ein mishalem al piatzma, I don't pay based on my own testimony. And that's what would be happening here. So the Gemara says, ela ba'amar he'adnu, here's what happened, gentlemen. If, Reb Yakovich, if we were found guilty in another Beis Din, we were found guilty in a Beis Din in Chicago, and we walk into the Beis Din in Cleveland, and I say, you know what, in the Beis Din in Chicago, we were found to be liars, and they already said we owe Nathaniel money, which means it's no longer in the realm of a fine. It is now a monetary obligation. So the rule is that we're believed to say. I'm not testifying about myself. I'm not testifying right afterwards. I'm not testifying in a knas. I am testifying about a chi of mammon of Loran, the actual money that exists. So the Gemara says, Saikati Dachmina, I would think to say, Kivan de Lachavri lo matimachai of lay, Iunami lo machai. Since I do not have the right to castigate Reb Jacob Israelstam, I'm saying this, but I'm not going to be believed about him. Perhaps, Reb Morocco, I'm not even believed about my own. Kamash Malan says the Gemara, but I am believed. So we can create a scenario where I only pay my half, but even though Reb Jacob does not have to pay. Almost done with the Amid, gentlemen. Mishnah. A person testifies about someone else. We'll call him. What are we calling him? Ploni Amoni. So we testify about Ploni that he divorced his wife, and he did not give her the ksuba. Now the truth is that was a lie. It never happened. They're still happily married. So the Gemara says, "Valo bein hayom bein lamachar sofen litzel ksuba." The truth of the ksuba happens if the husband dies, he owes her ksuba. If they get divorced, he owes her ksuba. If she dies first, there is no ksuba. So here's the question: we lied. We lied about Ploni. But what was the nature of the lie? Is he ever going to be chay of this money? Maybe in the future. So we lied, but it's a weird lie. It's not true now, but it may be true later. So the Gemara says, so how do we figure out, how can we evaluate how much damage was done? If we make up a story about Nathaniel Sokolov, our tzaddik, and we make up a total story, it's a total lie. Never going to happen. So we owe him the money. But this is a weird lie, because it's a lie now that may come true in the future. So the Gemara says, Om din kama adam rotin lita b'ksubasa shalzu, shemnis almon esgarsha v'meisi yirshena bala. So the question is, okay, what is the nature of the damage we did? We lied. Ploni Amoni is happily married to his wife. What's her name?
Plona Amona.
Okay, that's too weird. That's going to make a weird venture. Okay, I'm going to call her Rivka. So they're still married. So what we do is we have to figure out instead is how much is the ksuba worth, sort of, for all you gentlemen here who are experts in the stock market, and you check it all the time, how much would you put the ksuba on the market? You know, if I wanted to sell the ksuba or she wanted to sell the ksuba, how much would it go for?
Would it be if he had to give her today?
Ah, so we're trying to figure out the difference between how much it's worth today and how much it's worth in the future. So the Gemara says, Ketzat Shaman, how do you figure that out? Amar Rav Chizda Bebal, Rav Nathan Ba'oshi, Amar Be'isha, Amar Rav Papa Be'isha Be'ksuba. So I will translate the words, but I will readily acknowledge that there is a huge Rachi, an even bigger Tosfos, and more Rishonim, try to figure out what this Gemara means. But the Gemara says there are three possibilities. We're trying to figure out to what degree we're figuring out the value of the ksuba from the husband's perspective, from the wife's perspective, or some type of permutation. But we come up with a monetary amount, and that is the amount that he wanted to damage. In a similar vein, one more Mishnah, gentlemen, and then we have done an amazing feat of learning this Amud in a short period of time, but with great depth and profundity. So the Gemara said a similar point. We say about our friend, in italics, we say about our friend that he owes someone $1,000, 1,000 zuz. Amanaz liten lo mikan v'achloshim yom. So he says, we say that the debt was that he owes him 1,000 zuz to be paid back within 30 days. Vu amar mikan v'esher shanim. And the truth is, it was really from now until a 10 years loan, right? We said the loan was to be paid in 30 days, but the real truth was it was in 10 years. So here's again an interesting mix. Did we lie? Yeah. He does owe him the money, but he owes him the money to be paid back in 10 years. And we said he has to pay him back in 30 days. So what was the damage we did? What's the damage we did? We're causing him to have to pay it back earlier. How much is that worth, says the Mishnah? Owned him. We calculate. Kama adam rota litim yebiyadu elav zuz beim nos mikana laman yom beim nos mikana vat eser shanim, says the Mishnah. Well, we'll have to figure out what that damage is. We did try to damage him. But what was the damage? Well, how much would a person pay? How much is that worth? Menachem Edelstein, how much is it worth to you to have 1,000 zuz for 10 years as opposed to 30 days? So you'd say it's worth 468 zuz. That's the value. If that's the value, then that's the much damage you wanted to do. But now, there's an interesting question, gentlemen. We'll leave you on a cliffhanger as we finish this morning's learning. Cliffhanger is... within every 10 years, what has to happen within every 10 years?
Shemitah.
Oh, and what does Shemitah do? It annuls all loans. So if the loan is really a 10-year loan, wouldn't it have been annulled at some point? Tune in next week, and we'll see the Gemara that'll explain that. Wonderful job, gentlemen.
Amen.